Tov Kuf Vav Sif Vav. Hoyle Kemach Isa Beshut with Imani Yehudi. So you have part of it's going to go to the goy, so you can't bake it. Also, Lefoisa Beyamtiv. We're not going to let you bake it on Yamtiv. He first has to divide off and get his take out what belongs to the Jew, and bake his portion, which is the Jewish portion, and not the non-Jewish portion. Lamed Gimel, Mishmarisav Kat Lamed Gimel, also Lafoisa Hanu Beiso. So that's the case if it's already a dough, so you can't bake it. Ubekemach, the case where they had Shutvis of flour, so the Issa starts even earlier. Also, Filo Lolish, they can't even make the dough, because it's also Molochim being done partially for the Goy. We had before that an animal which is half Jewish, half owned by a Jew, half owned by a non-Jew, you're allowed to shecht. So why is that mutter? And over here it's also the shani hosam, the efshel kazayis possible shechita, because even if the Jew only owns one kazayis, he needs a full ma'aser shechita. He could divide. There's an option of dividing out and just dealing with his portion. So he has no right to deal with the other portion when he has an option of dividing it out. So you can't bake a biyomtiv. That's even if it's in one, it's one mice of afiya. You're putting the whole thing in one oven. Feel a tanner cotton, and even in the case of a tanner cotton, what's the point of a tanner cotton? So you mentioned this a day before, that the nature of a tanner cotton is that it bakes better when there's more bread in it. So let's argue that he's the goy's part of the dough. He's baking really the tzarich liyisol to have a better bread. The pasuk machaber l'kamon b'simen tafkuv zayin sevav the mutal efres b'tanner molei pas al bishul ein tzarich el l'pas achas vayirse yeshur l'chol. He's allowed to bake the whole thing full, even though you're going to leave some over for the weekdays. Because it bakes better when the tanner is full. So, okay. So why don't we argue that over here also? He says, the shani hosam, but that's different. Even though you're definitely going to leave over, each bread that you put in could be the one you're going to eat. See, each bread has a potential usage on Yom Tov. But over here, some of it is definitely not going to, it's going to go to the goy. Or you might end up using all the bread for Yom Tov in case he has guests which come. He has to leave that portion over for the goy. He cannot take it for himself and give it to his guests or whatever it is. So I can't be terech in the goy's dough to make my bread come out better. That's not going to be mutter. Okay. Now we're going to have a case later on where it's impossible for him to bake his half without the other half. So in that situation, it'll be impossible, it'll be mutter. Because that then becomes the tzarich yisrael. Okay.
What does mikali mean?
Mikali means to arrive. Zion. Imyesh lodem harbe pas nakiya. He has enough bread, which is pas naki. It's finely sifted and had, so it's good bread. So then, and over pas acheres, he has no right to bake more bread. Because he has what to eat. Now, Mishabura talks about, let's say he wants fresh bread, so maybe that would be mutter. So that's going to be mutter. Elip ke yeshloi b'nei ba'i shirogol achilam pa'as hadro. unless he has a situation where, which he normally feeds the other members of the family, pasadro. Pasadro was the bread which was inferior quality, had other things in the in the dough, but it had the bran and the husk and some sawdust and whatever, you know, whatever they could find. So that's pasadro. So he wants to bake some pasadro. And you know, what are you baking pasadro when you have pasnikia? Well, the answer is because I want to feed other people in the family the pasadro. This is why I can give the pasnikia for myself. So that'll be mutter. We're not discussing whether that's the right thing to do or not, but that's the right. Yeah. If he has a lot of pasadro, he says, I have what to eat. He's still a mutter. Yochel left his pasnikia. Obviously, he's allowed to say, I want to have some pasnikia for Yom Tov. So a lot of baked pasta key, even though they have pasta draw available. Okay. Zog the Bishop Bura in Lavet Hay. Harib has the key up. Shema Aspik lo l'chol ha'yom. He has enough for the rest of Yom Tov. Lama Vav eno oifa bein pasta key or bein pasta draw. He can't bake other bread. Whether he's baking is pasakia, whether he's baking pasadro, which is handle pas kibur. That's pas, which is kibur, means it has other things in it. So yesha pasakia should travel yeshalach yilos. He has something which is even better, and he has enough of it. So why is he baking? He has no reason to bake. But here the dafki my pas or acher whom I sam in. That's all talking about to say it's from the same species. If what he's baking now is from a different min, I feel like a ruah miset. He has flour which is made from wheat. Who writes a lecho pas dogon? So, but right now he wants to eat a different type of grain instead. He wants to make a bread of a different grain. So he's like, "Well, what are you doing? You have wheat bread, which is better." He's like, "Yeah, but I want right now. Why I want to eat rye bread." So sure, that's going to be a mut. That's a different item. You can't say he has it already.
So how's that different from what the Mechaber says? It is different. The Mishnah Berurah is saying you can bake something that's inferior, but the same thing Mechaber said you can't bake something inferior.
Because you have enough. But he's saying, since it's a different species.
Enough or not.
What?
Mishnah Berurah says you just want this other.
No. Right, but if I can have wheat bread, which is fine flour, wheat bread, which is inferior flour, that's not mutter. Mishnah Berurah said, because it's basically the same flavor, just tastes worse. Right? But if I want to taste the pumpernickel instead. So, okay, so even pumpernickel is inferior to white bread. Okay.
Bruce says I feel a garua.
I understand, but it's a different min. His heter because it's a different min.
Are you saying that pasnikia and pasadra are the same min?
Right.
Okay.
Right, but he's saying, but since it's a different, so I want a different flavor right now. I want the flavor of a different min. So that's what.
And where did you just said before that if he wants a fresher piece of bread, he can do it. Where did you see that?
That's the next Mishnah Berurah. Pasach Eres Lama Zayin. Bimnichol v'pas chama. He prefers to have fresh bread. Or warm bread literally means fresh bread. V'pas l'kiyah nefa mi'esmol. The pasach which he has is already from yesterday. So Shari left, he's allowed to bake. I feel a pasadro, even though what he's baking now might be an inferior quality, but it's fresh, and he prefers fresh over yesterday's nicer bread. So that's a valid. That's also a valid yumpt of need.
Okay. I think he's going to discuss it. I'm saying it with animals too. Like if you want to have. You
shechted
a cow, but now you
want to eat lamb, and then yeah, she will do. Bnei Bashar Rogel. So the case would be that he normally feeds the family hadra and he eats the kiyah. So he wants to bake some hadra this way that he can feed them hadra and keep the nakiyah for himself. He says the language was that the mechaber says that they were used to doing that. If that's what they're used to, so that's for them. That's a valid yomtiv need. They need their pasadro. And for you, it's a valid yom tani because you want to give them that what they normally eat. You decided this time, you know, at this time point, you want to go bake parat hadro, give them hadro, which they're not going to want to eat. So that's not mutter. That's awesome. Okay. Avam yeshlo, but if he has parat hadro, he's allowed to bake parat nakiyah. Comes among the Rambam and says, interesting kanech. I lamates. I know I'm going to Rambam. The mutter chadchila lefa is parat hadro. So he can go bake parat hadro for yom tov. Because right now he doesn't need bread, so he's allowed to bake pasta draw. Then he says, oh, no, I'd rather have some pasta kia. So he goes and bakes pasta kia. So he bakes pasta kia first, he can't bake pasta draw afterwards. He bakes pasta draw first, he can bake pasta kia afterwards, and then he'll have the pasta draw available to eat after Yom Tov. Right, so it's a haroma that he's saying, yeah. It's a haroma, but since when he baked it, there was a valid need. But it has to be that he has some valid need for it. But afkim ritzalechol pasta draw. When you baked it, you really wanted to use it. Then you want to go change your mind or you want to say, you know, let's bake some pasta kia also. I will come also laharim. The whole purpose is just to be marim. So that's also. She was also he wants it should be the whole purpose is just to have leftover for weekdays. Bavari also that's also. He said before that's the cases of the haram. A person could bake in a case where you're going to. Use it for the meal. See, if you're going to use it, so then you're allowed to bake more and have left over. If you're not going to use it, so then you're baking it after the meal. The case you're baking it after the meal, we didn't say that. They said that was also.
To be baking it after the meal.
Well, over here saying the equivalent of baking pasta draw, knowing you're not going to use the pasta draw at all, you're going to immediately bake pasta kia before the meal. So that's not mutter. The point was you're going to use it for the meal. Over here he's not going to use it; he's just doing it to leave it over. Ches also lasa or b'yamtiv el al yinei shinoi yinei shoy efshel lasa simi b'yam. It's interesting. So, Sa'or is translated as the term talks about this of chametz and Sa'or. Sa'or is sourdough, so it's not yeast. Yeast is not dough. It's not chametz. Sa'or is that the way they would take a dough and they would let it rise to the point that it became sour, which means i.e. became it. It's fermented so much that it wasn't really edible, but then that would act as a starter. For other doughs, you would take a piece of that and stick it into a dough, and then that would ferment the dough, and that's what sourdough is.
That's what yeast is.
Yeast alone is just an organism, which without any yeast alone is just an organism. It's not. There's no flour in it. There's no no grain in it.
Right.
This is the grain with the yeast in the grain. So you're not allowed to make the sourdough on Yom Tov. So that's also Mishnah Berurah Mem. Also, lots of sort lahak mitzayis. The goal is to go specifically and ferment the dough. Mimeishah yevshe because you could have done it beforehand. Shekolach yafa pasha nasis or shaloi mibayoyim kimush nasis bayoyim. You can't argue. I'd rather make my sourdough today and then make a bread out of it because that tastes better than the sourdough from yesterday. That's not true. As long as you know the starters can be made, whatever. But once you make your dough today, that's fine. Without the swerzu, he who lechera kifiyadei ashniya b'simen tafsari hei bago. The gam bechol nevesh gufei. Now the case over here was that he's going to use it. Obviously, that the point was going to use it, but. He wasn't just doing it the tzarech kol. He was doing it the tzarech yom tov. We're saying, but even so, he should have done it with the shinui. So that was the discussion before. This is not machshir echol nefesh. This is echol nefesh mamish. So echol nefesh. So that's clear by machshir echol nefesh, which you could have done before yom tov. We have way back in the beginning of yom tov. If you could have done it beforehand, you can't do it on yom tov unless you do a shinui. What about echol nefesh itself, which you could have done beforehand, but you didn't? But the ma'aseh, I'm doing echol nefesh on yom tov. Do I have to do a shinui? That was two shittas before. So he starts off the svar is who the chara to fear the ashni yeshu simon tafsari hidagva. The gabay chol nevesh gufe machmirin and beinu mefik tam klal imosei amir of yomtiv. That's something which you could have done before yomtiv without any diminishing at all of the flavor. That you have to do, you should have done it beforehand. If you didn't, you have to do it with a shinui, and that's what Mechaber is saying. So what's the question? The question is like this: the Mechaber doesn't say it like that. The Mechaber over there says by that halacha that if it's after Mibar Yoim that you'd have to do the shinui. Mechaber only says by Machshir Yochel Nefesh. By Yochel Nefesh, Gufa the Mechaber holds you don't have to do a shinui. And here the Mechaber himself is saying by the case of Sori, you need a shinui. So the Chart is going like the Ramah. But the problem is the Mechaber didn't say like the Ramah before. That's the Kasha. So there the Bir Locha says, I'll tell you that Seor Punkt Seor, the Mechaber agrees, because the Derech of Seor was you would make it once, you know, you make it once a week for the whole week, or you know, you wouldn't do it every time you needed it. So the case of Erechol Nefesh, which the Derech is to do it right now, to eat, even though it's something which you could have done yesterday because the flavor, there's the actual flavor is not affected, so you could have done it yesterday. Is it the Mechaber? I don't care, but since the Mice and the Derech is to do it right now for Achila, it's Mutter. But by Sore Punkt, the Derech is not to wait till the last minute to do it. So that already, I agree that the Mechaber says he agrees that he should have done it beforehand. And if he does it on Yom Tov, he has to do it with the Shina.
Probably better if it's older anyway, I think. It's not better if it's fresher. It's better if it's older.
So that's true. That there is a if I call it correctly, the Mishabura says even in the Mechaber, he sure says it in the Ramah. But the foods which by nature taste better if they're done beforehand, those for sure you have a problem. You can't do them on Yom Tov.
But it's not the taste. It's basically how effective it is to write.
Right. Over here, it's a question of effectiveness.
To do what you wanted to do. You're not. There might be a little taste that goes into it, but I don't think that's the.
Right. I'm saying the point being that there the issue is taste because that's the criteria which you're going to use to say what, yesterday versus today. So normally fresh is better than not fresh. There's certain foods that the flavor melt. You know, if it sits for a while, it tastes better. Mm-hmm. So those there, the Shabura says, even the Shulchan Aruch will agree that you cannot do them on Yom Tov. You should have done them beforehand. Mm-hmm. If you're doing Yom Tov, you need a shinui. Or things which there's no mile at all in the freshness. This would be something equivalent to that. Tess, I feel a benishkut habehemim erev Yom Tov mutar lahafresh matanos be Yom Tov. Okay, so now there's so different than by chala, which we said at the beginning of the siman, we have issues if the dough was made before Yom Tov, you must be mafresh the chala before Yom Tov. But when it comes to matanas, when a person shechts an animal which is chulin, he has a mitzvah to give. The Zerah L'chaim and the Keva to the Kayin. It's cool. No, he has to give the forearm, he has to give the cheek plus the which includes the tongue and the Keva and the stomach. That goes to the Kayin. So that you're allowed to be mafresh, you're allowed to separate that enough to give it to the Kayin. Why? Because the whole problem is it looks like Masakin. The loch is the animal's mutter to eat before you mafresh Zerah L'chaim and Keva. No dentevel. Chal is a dentevel. So you take off challah, there's a tikkun. You're being masak in it, because before it was also eat, now it's mutar to eat. But by matanis, there's no tikkun, so there's no reason why it's also to take it off.
So if something lives way out, not in your kayin, it's a hot sukkah, it's a hot pesach, and you can't get it to the kayin that day, it's going to spoil. Can you check?
Give me a sense of it. In case it's a hot day and he can't get to the kohen, is he allowed to shech?
It's Yom Tov. Yeah. So he can't get to a kohen on Yom Tov. And it's going to spoil by the next day.
Okay, so. You want to know, then in a moment of shalom, he said the kohen, is he allowed to shech because he's being mafsed at the kohen?
Yeah.
I'm not aware that it's a problem. It's an interesting question. I'm not aware it's a problem. Mem beis mutzul hafresh b'sanas b'yamtiv mishum de enam asak. And first of all, it's not a tikkun. They come kaidem hafresha loytavolon. Even for hafresha, they're not tavol. Va'oy the hafresha is why I'm this because of a behema. Whereas chala, it's to your demais hafresha. Any part of it is potentially chala, and you have to do demais hafresha and make it into chala. Or you don't have to make it into the zraya. It's a zraya. So it's clearly designated what it is prior, so there's no act of you doing, you're not doing anything. You're not the one who's making it into something. Okay. Tuf kuf zayin. Dinei fiyah b'yamtiv. So, Aleph. Oifin b'purni. What is purni? Da'anu ha'tanurim shalonu ha'gadolim u'piyam b'tzidim. That was large ovens, like we have nowadays, which have the opening on the side. As opposed to their ovens, the tanner, which is mentioned in the Gemara, in general, the opening was on top. But the larger ovens, opening was on the side. And that was called a purni. And that's where our ovens are like. The chiddush of that, even though it's a lot of, it takes a lot more to heat them up, there's a lot more, so the tircha is greater, etc. You're allowed to bake in that anyway. It can't be that this oven has never been used before, because over there it's a chashinon shema tifchas mipasad alechem avinu simplas yamtiv, that the person it won't withstand the heat. It's never been used before, so part of it will collapse, and that will end up damaging the bread, and it comes out that you didn't have your simplas yamtiv. Shabur will point out that that was more of a common problem. The larger the oven was, the more of a chance part of it's going to collapse. The smaller it is, it's less of a chashash. You know, it's not. It's less weight that it has to hold, etc. So by regular tana, they weren't worried about this issue of being a new one, but by a purni, they were worried about it. Chamin ba'antichi, you're allowed to heat up water in antichi. Pirish, what is that? Yorig, though, a large pot. So antichi was a large pot that you're allowed to heat up a lot of water in that pot. Okay, so the mishabura aleph oifim de purni. Valbi shetzricha hesek gadol, even though there's a lot more effort of heating it up. V'nafish tircha, there's a greater effort involved. V'chashin and gamkein. So that's number one. Number two, second chiddush. So still it's mutter. Second chiddush, why that it's mutter? Well, the chashin and gam kein sheyarmu l'tzarachelu oifet. Also, maybe we should be worried about that. People will argue. People will say, "Listen, obviously the guy's baking so much of it. There must be he needs some for the weekdays. Why is he baking so much bread for?" So people will claim that. So we're not the chiddush is that we're not concerned with that possibility of people mistaking that. But in Echanami, who should tzarech l'pasar? But the reason why you're doing it because you actually do need the bread for Yom Tov. For example, she's tamalei orchim rabim v'chadayma. So he has guests, so he needs a lot of bread. Oh, shein lo tanur katan. Or the case was that he had no other option. The only thing he had available to bake in was the larger one. And when they would bake it, apparently they would bake more just because that's how it baked. It never been heated before. This is the first time it's being heated up. That's called chadash. However, even if it was heated prior to Yom Tov, but still, this is the first time it's being heated, so we still don't know how it's going to react to the heating. So theoretically, in case a person heats it up on Yom Tov the first time and it might collapse, you'll end up not having food available. And it means the whole process was a waste. So your mom is then on Yom Tov. You lit a fire for no purpose, or you baked for no purpose. But if I lit the fire and I put the bread in before Yom Tov, so what am I doing wrong? Right, I didn't do any aver by lighting a fire. It's before Yom Tov. I didn't do any aver by putting the bread in. It's before Yom Tov. So what aver did I do? Yeah, but the problem is you end up with no bread for Yom Tov. So there's a problem. You end up with no simchas Yom Tov. So Chazal, this was a common enough of a problem, and Chazal said, we don't want you doing it because you might end up not having the food you want for Yom Tov. That's why it says time of the Chashinim, because we're worried about Simchas Yom Tov. Because had it been on Yom Tov itself, we could have made a greater argument what the problem is. And the problem isn't you're not going to end up with Simchas Yom Tov. The problem is you're going to end up being Mechal Yom Tov. Making a fire for no purpose is a Chil Yom Tov. Right? But the reason why he said the problem is we're afraid of Simchas Yom Tov is because the case where you did this from before Yom Tov, it's still awesome. Shematif, because we're afraid that maybe some of it will collapse, part of it will fall in, and then you'll end up being nimna from Simchas Yom Tov. Meziva is a tanner from the roof of the tanner. Tipa lapas and a fall on the bread. These barber poskim, the poskim explain that afka b'purni shehu gadoilo shemishihi gadoilo, only by a large oven. Chashin and shematif, because that's where the concern is maybe that some of it will fall in. But the smaller ovens, l'chashin l'zeh, we're not worried about that possibility. The gemashal come up in sefei, like we see later on in sefei.
Well, what were the materials this made of?
The concern
it's going to collapse.
It was made of clay. It was clay, a clay oven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would not be shocked by a metal oven.
I don't think so.
It was just the how much bread was in there? Or is it the fuel?
The fuel was wood.
What was overpowering the oven? What was making?
No, just it was. I mean, I imagine it had been, you know, you heat it up to some extent to harden the clay, but you have a large area, so the roof of it is large, mm-hmm. So some of it might fall in. The Tanuri Pas Shalonu Habi Kipurni Shabazana Shas Im Ken Yesh Lano Lesser Lefes Pesaner Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch says that our ovens that we use nowadays are equivalent to what the Chazal meant when they said Purni. But Achein Achrenim Sidedu. That's even though that's true. The came along the Achrenim means the Magan of Rome. It's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That lahalka was made. We can make it nowadays. Shatzurim shenasim mi levenim. We make it out of brick. Resin titbein levenim lechaver. So they put the mortar in between. Labikim yachad, which holds them together. Em chazakim, they're very strong. Vein motzu klal lifchus. It's not normal for them to collapse at all. Okay, so. If the concern is this concern of the collapsing, practically doesn't apply to our ovens. Like Dr. Cooper was saying, it wouldn't apply to a metal oven. So the brick ovens it wouldn't apply to either. But some argue there's a different problem of our ovens, you know, the brick ovens. The first time you fire it up, if he heated it before Yom Tov already, so there was nothing wrong. But if first time he's going to go heat is actually on Yom Tov, so that itself strengthens the oven. So now the problem isn't that you're afraid that the oven's going to collapse, and you're afraid that you're doing something which is going to strengthen the tanner, and that itself is a problem of tikkun mona. Some say that the difference is between being fired and not being fired up is not significant enough. It's called the etikun mana. The oven is it's never been used, but it's already been made a while back, and it definitely sat there and totally dried out. So in that situation, everybody would agree that that's mutter, but now it's definitely dried out. And there's no more tikkun by heating it up. Okay, mechamen, you're allowed to heat up water in that tichy, which is a large pot. Ravusahu canal was the inpurni. So the chiddush is, even though there's a tikkun involved, we still were matar it. And also, because again, in the second chiddush before it was, because maybe people will say you're doing it for after Yom Tov, but you're not. So that people, we're not worried about that concern of people saying that, and it's mutter to do it. Umarigam Kenchasar Lahari Mayim. Oshain Loy Motzi Ain Motzi Mecham Kotzen. And again, the case is that either you needed all that water or you had no other choice but to heat up this large one, and then once you heat it with, you know, you need X amount of water in there to make sure that it doesn't, you know, doesn't burn. So you're adding a large, you know, heating up a large amount of water because you have no other choice. Either because you need it or because that was the only pot available. So the whole thought process is the same, is similar to the idea of the oven. Okay, this is interesting. Siv Bey is an interesting din. So it deals with the issue of muksa. So there are two dinim in muksa. There's one din in muksa of that you can't move muksa. The second issue that you, besides using muksa, you can't eat muksa. There's the Iker Pasuk, we learn out muksa, the smachta of muksa to Rabbanah. But there's an smachta of Vechinus Asher Yaviyu, that whatever you plan to use on Shabbos to eat has to be mukhan from before Shabbos. So that pasuk is referring to eating it, which Chazal understand that eating it doesn't mean necessarily eating, it means any form of hishtamshes of the item. So there's one issue of using or consuming muksa, and there's a second issue of moving muksa, right, without consumption. So that's the dinim d'rabbanan. Exer, you might come to whatever, you know. So the betzim, there's two, you know, there are two different worlds of muksa. So now, if I have wood which is muksa, which means the beginning of Yom Tov, this wood was not detached yet. It was attached to the ground still. So that clearly it's muksa because you're not allowed to cut it off on Yom Tov. Now it fell off the tree in itself. No, my good. Where's my oven? My oven's in the backyard, and the goods, and the whole branch falls in and says, "Gavaldik, no, I have all this wood in my oven. But now, what do I do? I can't use the wood is muksa, so I can't use that wood to make it for firewood, even though I'm not moving it. It's there, and it falls perfectly into exactly where it needs to fall in the oven. Okay, so I don't have to move it, but I have a different problem. I can't use it. See, like this. The wood fell, the wood which was muksa fell directly into the oven. Now, avavi she'etzim she'noshim in a dekel b'yamtiv, wood which fell off of the tree, on yamtiv. Oy b'shabbos shelofan, or in a case where yamtiv was motzi shabbos, and it fell off on shabbos going into yamtiv, is also lahasikun, you cannot heat that wood, because that wood is muksa. Im'noshim b'yamtiv b'secha tanur, if they fell directly into the tanur, so marbaleim eitzim muchanim, you could add other wood and do bitzel on the wood. Do bitzel barayv. Now, how much do you have to be marba? I'd say iser nikorim. It has to be enough that you can't differentiate anymore between the wood which is oster and the wood which is mutter. There's enough other wood there that you can't really notice the wood which is oster. Umavatlon. And then you can heat up the wood. Ubavachlo yigaban, you can't touch or move the wood either. I mean, there's no way of touching with it's a moving muksa. So yiga means, you know, you can't move it. Also Achis Batlabarov until there's the full bitl.
Is it because it's the Rabbanan that we're allowing us to be a Vatl Islam?
So the Mishabur is gonna deal with why there's a low Mishabur in Sivkat and Ches. What happened to the issue of being Vatl Islam Khathil? Avol im nafla, but that's the case where it fell in on Yom Tov. But in the case where it fell in on Shabbos, which is erev Yom Tov is Motzi Shabbos, and it fell in on Shabbos. Avol nafla b'tana b'Shabbos, also lasikim b'Yom Tov shalachrov. I feel like it's a bitul b'roiv. You can't do bitul b'roiv on Yom Tov and then heat up using that wood. What's the argument over there? Because then it comes out that what happened on Shabbos was a hachana for Yom Tov, and that's the problem, that you can't use Shabbos as a hachana for Yom Tov. So that's a separate problem. This is a Gemara in Bay in the first parak, and this is how it's brought down in Halacha. So maybe we'll at least start the Mishpuras over here. So cutting hay. Even though wood which fell off of the tree, is also to use it to heat up. Mishum moksa, shehem mechubor min hashmoshes. So first of all, they were attached to the tree at the beginning of Yom Tov, so there was, they were not usable. So much of the moksa min hashmoshes remains moksa the last of Yom Tov. Okay, that's number one. Number two, v'ayin mishum shema yalav yitloish, Chazal made it usher to use, because we're afraid if you're going to allow the person to use it, we're afraid he might go and cut some off. So they said, no, you can't use this wood. So we have two reasons why you can't use this wood. Whether it fell on Yom Tov or it fell off on Shabbos prior to Yom Tov. So on Shabbos, if the problem was Ben Hashmosh on Yom Tov, it was already detached. So what's the problem? Why is it a problem? Mishum de'ein Shabbos mechel Yom Tov. Yeah, but then because if I allowed you to use it on Yom Tov, it comes out the reason why you're allowed to use it because since it fell off on Shabbos, Shabbos made it usable for Yom Tov. So that itself is a problem. So even though that's true, you cannot use this wood to heat up on Yom Tov, to make a fire on Yom Tov. But if it fell directly on Yom Tov into the oven, you can be marbe eitzim and it's mut. Im nosher be Yom Tov. Or the goy put it in there without the Jew attending that he should have put there. When you put in this wood, which is usur, there already was some other wood in there beforehand. Just that the wood which is there beforehand wasn't roiv. Okay, so if you already have some heter, and the iser goes into the heter, and then you're allowed to add more heter to get it to the shear. But if you have no heter at all, then you cannot go and then add iser and make it mutter. Number one, ayin sham. I feel the Ramah sham the machr and the levatis of the chachila. I feel the chegav. The Ramah argues and the machaber says that's not mutter. In other words, it's referred to Allah as being moisif alisa drabon on the vatla. I already have some heter there. This is on drabon, and I want to be moisif more, and this is drabon to be mevatla, not to be mevatla, but to be moisif to be mevatla. So the Ramah says, even that's also. So the Chara, so according to Mechaber, I understand this thing, but the Ramah over here should argue. So why doesn't he argue? He says, no. Moira ocha mishum the iser nisra for chilakameh. Like I'm going to tell you in the next sif, katan. Since the ma'isa over here, the final result is that you end up with nothing at all. It gets burnt, and your benefit from it is from it. As it burns, you benefit from it. So what you're really benefiting from is the when it's not there anymore. As much as the wood turns into fire, so I'm benefiting from it. So that's all explained in the next sif. So the sif cotton. So that's all for that. Now, just want to point out for tomorrow.